Today, a story about how selfies have played havoc with a certain community in Hollywood. Talking Tech Today is about street signs that tell tourists they're not wanted, about posts that tell drivers they won't be able to get up the hill to their desired destination, when in fact they can, and it's all because of selfies. People who live in the Hollywood Hills hate the fact that tourists have been arriving and traipsing through their neighborhoods, all in pursuit of the elusive Hollywood sign selfie. Now, of course, tourists have been coming there for years, but not like now, and there's a good reason why. Let's talk about how the world has changed on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with the USA Today. So the Hollywood sign is to my part of town what the Eiffel Tower is to Paris and the Empire State Building to New York. It's the number one most coveted selfie spot in town, which in an Instagram age is rather important. But unlike the Eiffel Tower or New York skyscraper, the Hollywood sign, nearly 100 years old, is not just plop in the middle of the city, but in a residential neighborhood. For decades, folks lived there without incident, but that has all changed in the era of smartphones and navigation apps. Now, Google Maps and Waze take tourists directly up the hill to the Hollywood sign viewing spots, the places where only locals knew about before. And now city officials have begged Google and Apple to redirect folks to a parking lot in Griffith Park, miles away. Because, as you know, people have a need to be photographed in front of icons to prove they were there on social media. Now, this didn't happen before. Newsflash, the movie studio Warner Brothers has proposed building a $100 million aerial tram to route people from the studio up the hill to a new viewing spot for the sign as a way to solve the issue. Because let's face it, people are not going to stop wanting to have their photos taken in front of the sign. Something has to be done. Now, I spent a bunch of time at the sign recently shooting a video for my YouTube channel about where to go to photograph the sign. Shameless plug, that would be youtube.com/Jefferson Graham. I know how hard it is to park up there, which is virtually impossible unless you try it during the week. You can take an Uber or Lyft up there, but you'll have to walk back down the hill. You know why? There's no phone service by the sign viewing area, and thus, good luck connecting on the app can't be done. Now, in spending time up there, I thought the answer to the problem was pretty simple. Build a parking lot for the selfie crowd, put them in a bus to go up there and see the sign, and then haul them back down to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That would be a whole lot easier with less red tape than building an expensive aerial tram. But then what do I know? I just live here. This much is certain, selfies are not going away. We all live in a selfie world now, whether we like it or not, and we have to deal with it. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. What's your take on the selfie craze? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. A friendly reminder to please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Don't forget that if you use one of the connected speakers and would like to listen to Talking Tech, you can say, "Hey Google, play the Talking Tech podcast," and Google Home will play it. For the Amazon Echo speakers, just say, "Alexa, play the USA Today Talking Tech podcast," and Alexa will respond. Thanks everyone for listening.